to 2 here on Live 107.3. And lucky enough to have in the studio Laura Boyd. Louise Boyd. I did it again. I've actually got Scissor Sisters and Laura going to play shortly, so I do apologise. That's why I'm getting your name wrong. I'm very embarrassed, and if you're watching via the webcam, yes, my face is that thing that looks like a beetroot. So welcome to the studio there, Louise, and you've got a fantastic exhibition happening at the museum. I think it starts tomorrow. Can you tell us a bit about it? What is it?
Yeah, thanks for having me. The preview for the exhibition is actually tonight, and it's called Japan and Southwest Scotland. And it features some art and some Japanese items that were in the museum collections, and also some that have been loaned to us from private collectors, the National Museum of Scotland and East Ayrshire. And we've brought them all together to create a little bit of Japan in Dumfries.
Okie dokie. What sort of things is it going to be in it?
Well, we have a full suit of samurai armour and a samurai helmet, including one that you can try on, which is quite fun. We've also got some lovely hanging scroll paintings. We've got some nice pieces of lacquerware, some tea ceremony items. We've got some interesting theatre masks as well.
That, now, I must admit, that interests me, because recently I was in Blackpool. It was a magic convention, because that's one of the things I do. But someone was doing an oriental mask changing act, and the person had lived in China and Japan for about 20 years that was doing this. And it was stunning. The masks and stuff were stunning. The theatre stuff he had was fantastic. So I would never have thought of that before, but I'll certainly be having a look at that in your exhibition because of what I've seen. It's fantastic.
Yeah, the masks, they're just paper mache ones, but they're modelled after no theatre masks, and they're really colourful, and some of them are a little bit scary, so they're quite fun.
Brilliant stuff. Now, I've always been interested to know, when you guys are putting out the exhibitions and the exhibits, do you have a bit of fun with it? The reason I ask you is because when you've got things like your samurai outfits and you've got the samurai helmets and so on, it must be so tempting to put these things on. I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
Well, unfortunately, we couldn't try on the armour. It's very delicate and it's very old and it's in a nice protective case, so we're not allowed to try on that. But we do have a handling helmet from the National Museum of Scotland, who kindly let us have one that we can play with, and we have been playing with quite a bit. And we also have some little happy coats that a private collector let us borrow for the staff to wear, so we have been trying those out as well. But we haven't been waving the sword around.
we have to emphasize that. What are your favorite items in it? Because with what you were mentioning, it sounds like you're passionate about all aspects of it.
I am. I'm doing a PhD on Japanese art, and that